Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, an 18-year-old Christian man was arrested on charges of blasphemy in Pakistan. Patras Bassi was accused of posting blasphemous content on Facebook a month ago. And yet, during this time, his phone, the sole means of access to Facebook, was in a repair shop. Bruce Allen of FMI says,
once it was announced that this young man, his Facebook page had blasphemous content, whether there was evidence for that or not, whether the phone was in his possession or not, didn't matter to a mob of hundreds of people who stormed his neighborhood.
Given Pakistan's track record in blasphemy cases, the road ahead for Bassi is going to be very difficult. Would you ask God to strengthen him in his faith? For more prayer points, head to missionnews.org. An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship just held its 13th annual Believers in Business Conference this past weekend. It's designed to help MBA students learn to live out their faith through business. InterVarsity's Mark Washington shares,
the reality is God is using everything and every institution, including business, to advance his purposes in the world. There's been a growing movement that we have seen globally that has demonstrated that God is using business to create human flourishing and to create the platforms for justice and for people to learn and have education, have meaningful employment. And so Believers in Business Conference is just one indicator of how God is moving in that way.
Would you join me in praying for these students and God's call on their lives? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.